We promise to maintain neutrality in the Tri-Cities, but the bargain will itself enforce the neutrality on any Fey in your territory. He smiled, as defined in our contract.
I have a further bargain to propose, said Adam.
He came up behind me and rested his hand on my shoulder.
Oh?
Garau examined my husband's face warily.
I think you'll be happy with it, Adam said, a smile in his voice.
I glanced over my shoulder and saw his dimple.
Underhill, Adam said, has requested that Aiden visit her now and then. She misses him. For him to do that, you have to guarantee him safe passage from my territory through yours and through a door to Underhill.
I watched the understanding spread across both Grey Lord's faces, but it was Garau who said,
A very interesting bargain you propose. We shall have to discuss it.
Underhill would be obliged if you agree,
Aiden said aloud what everyone was thinking.
If you'd like, I could put in a good word for those who have dealt true with me and my friends.
Aiden has had a very long time to learn how best to deal with Underhill, I told them. 14. It was pirate night at our house, and I had once again died an ignominious death, so I'd left the vicious cutthroats to their play and gone upstairs to make brownies with the orange oil I'd bought from Izzy's mom. She was right. They tasted better with the oil than with the extract I'd used before. I'd buried the walking stick in one of the garden beds near the back door, with Aiden, Jesse, and Adam as witnesses. It seemed like a good resting place for an old object of power, a safe place where pretty things grew. I planted lavender on top of it because I liked lavender. Once we replaced the plywood with windows again, I'd be able to see the lavender from the kitchen window when I was doing dishes. The Tri-Cities was a neutral territory, and none of us really knew what that meant yet. I knew what the Fae wanted it to mean. I knew what the Pack needed it to mean. But no one knew exactly how it was going to work. Uncle Mike's was open for business again, but this time it was open to humans and others alike. The local police stations had asked to meet with Adam to discuss what being under the protection of the Pack really meant and what they could expect from the Fae. So had the Feds. Adam had made appointments to meet with the police. He was letting the Feds stew. He was still mad about the tracking device on the SUV. I couldn't control the Feds, the Fae, or the future, but I could bake brownies. I dipped a spoon into the last of the dough and took a bite. Yes, still good.
What are you cooking?
Asked Aiden, coming up from the basement where he'd been playing computer games. He had only set the house on fire once since we'd returned from Underhill. He told me that Underhill promised she could help him stop lighting fires in his sleep. He planned on going for a visit next week to see what she could do. Brownies, I said. He flinched. Jesse, who'd come up behind him, laughed.
Not that kind of brownie, dummy. It's a cross between a cookie and a cake. You'll like it.
She sniffed. Smells good. Here, I said, handing them two plates filled with frosted brownies. When I make brownies on pirate night, I bake four pans to ensure that there is some left for me. Take these downstairs. Brownies in hand, they disappeared downstairs without another word. I frosted the batch I'd just pulled out. Technically speaking, I should have let them cool all the way. But if I frosted them while they were still warm, the frosting soaked deliciously into the brownies. It didn't look as pretty, but it tasted marvelous. I was smoothing out the frosting when I heard Adam's footsteps behind me. Just a minute, I said, turning toward him. Let me get these cut. My voice trailed off at the expression on his face. He'd left the game and gone into his office to take a call from Bran. Something wrong? I asked.
Not exactly, he said. As we thought, Bran would like us to stay independent for a while longer, until we see how the treaty is going to work out for everyone.
No surprise there.
No, he agreed.
He looked at me steadily and said,
Bran is the reason Baba Yaga left Russia to come here.
I put down the knife I'd been using very carefully.
He told me that it was a calculated risk. She owed him a favor, but she is unpredictable.
Adam put his hand on my cheek.
But he said he couldn't just sit and hope things worked out for us. He knew that she liked you, so he took a chance.
He wiped my eyes and hugged me.
He didn't abandon you.
No,
I said, my throat tight. So, do I get a brownie? Adam asked.
I sniffed, pushed back, and cut him a brownie. He bit into it, paused, and swallowed.
This is amazing.
I gave him a smug smile. I know, right?
Hey, Mercy.
I looked to see that Aiden and Jesse were back. Aiden had two empty plates, and Jesse had her cell phone, which she handed to me. I glanced at it, started to look back at her, and returned my gaze to the phone.
Daryl wanted to know where you got the essential oils, so I looked it up online, Jesse said, and Aiden came over to see.
Jesse had found the Intracity website, and the front page had the founder of Intracity. She wore a bright green silk suit and a great big smile. Jesse continued,
Aiden says that Tracy LaBella is Baba Yaga.
Adam leaned over to take a look. He laughed and handed Jesse's phone back to her.
I guess you don't have to worry about talking to Elisaveta, he said.
I gave the kids another plate of brownies to take down with them.
Baba Yaga is a multi-level marketing guru, Adam said, still smiling.
I need another brownie, I told him. He followed me to the counter. When I cut into the last batch, he put a hand on either side of me and leaned against me. His breath was hot on the skin of my neck.
Nudge,
he said. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Fire Touched by Patricia Briggs, performed by Lorelei King. Performance copyright 2016 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.